Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Sounds of the City Radio with your host, Ryan. I got a huge show planned up for you guys today. We have to give you a list of all the upcoming concerts coming to town. But first but foremost, Yepa, he's playing tonight at the Electric Owl. Let's listen to some tunes from Yepa, and then we'll be back with more. And possibly actually get a chance to actually speak with Yepa as well. You're listening to him, his song, D-Song. It's off of his latest album, and it's featured, guest feature of the song would be Miss Enemy Belle. Listen to this song, and we'll be right back here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Song you just heard was by the very own Yepa, and I believe if everything in my control room is going all correctly, we should have Yepa on the line right now. Do we have Yepa on the line, good sir?
Yes, yeah.
How are you, my friend?
I can barely hear you though.
Awesome. Wait, let me bring up my little mic volume is up a bit. How about now? Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Is that better? How are you, man? Thanks for calling in.
Pretty good.
Awesome.
A little groggy from yesterday.
Yeah, I know. People always give me shit, so to say, because I have my show at 10 in the morning, and mm-hmm. apparently it's very early for musicians, but as I go...
No, it's not that bad. I've been up. I just was out a little too late.
Well, you're one of the few. Usually musicians wake up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, from my experience, but anyhow, I'm very happy to have you on the show. You have a show tonight with Vincent Parker, and that's happening at Electric Owl. I believe you're going to be playing music from your new album with Anomi Bell, am I right?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, so could you just give us a brief about, I believe this is the first full album you have with her.
She hopped on like 4 songs, and it kind of just worked out really cool. I was kind of worried that I was going to release another album without vocals, because I've been wanting vocals for a while,
and so
I let her listen to some of the demos, and she was really into it, so that was pretty cool.
So this just like it just happened right off the bat, like it wasn't planned out. Did you guys go in studio and be like, oh my god, like we have to work together, or was like, I need vocals, let's get some.
Well, we had already talked about working together after the tour we had shared when we played with Bonobo, and we kind of just kept in touch a little bit, and I was already getting ready to send in some of the demos for the final album. She was like, well, let me listen to them real quick before you send them in. And she was really into adding some stuff to them. So.
Awesome.
It worked out pretty good.
So where do you guys plan on taking this album?
What's that?
Where do you guys plan on taking it? Where are your tour plans set for?
Well, hopefully we're going to get a U.S. tour going like in mid-May or the end of May. All the dates are still kind of tentative, but.
Awesome.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And right now, we just have this this West Coast thing going, and we're probably going to do some album release shows in L.A. like mid-April.
So how about you? It is your music, so I'm assuming you can define it way better than I can. How do you compare this album from what your previous albums were like? What difference did this album make for you?
I definitely feel like it's more cohesive as far as like... having a focus and like an overall sound. I think before, like, I was kind of like, I would fall into different influences and kind of, I don't know, this one feels a lot more smooth. I don't know, a little more polished, maybe, things I've learned.
Awesome. As a live musician, do you find it do you find it comfortable as a live electronic musician? Do you find it comfortable collaborating with other artists on stage, or would you rather have entire control by yourself?
Well, on stage is perfectly fine. Actually, it was kind of nerve wracking because I hadn't played out in almost a year for like the first show we had in Seattle a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
or I guess it was last week.
Time flies.
But, yeah, I kind of had to get used to playing in front of people again. But no, I kind of like the interpretation on stage. Like the drummer we have is really good, and he really fills up the drums where it needs to be, makes it sound live where it needs to be. I kind of like the difference between the recording and the live a little bit.
Absolutely. Like, do you, when you, like, I'm speaking of my own personal experience, I've seen a lot of electronic shows from many different artists that I like, and a lot of times I'm very, very satisfied, but a lot of times I feel like the artist shows up on stage and he presses play from his recorded album, and there's no, what do you call it? There's no improvisation in between. There's no chance for mistake. And I personally love the element of live music, meaning like,
right,
it, anything can happen, right? Like anything.
Yeah,
happen.
No, definitely.
What's your opinion about that?
Like I tried a solo version of it, kind of off the APC for a little bit, and it didn't really translate well. I had to kind of go back to the band thing.
Awesome. Well, what should
I think I prefer it that way.
What should listeners be expecting from your set tonight? Like, what kind of a night's going to be?
Well, shoot, a lot of people probably haven't heard the album yet. Out, but
yeah, but you can get the vibe.
I don't know. It's really, it feels really tight. I don't know. I'm really happy with the way it translates live. So I guess
what time is your set on?
Version of the way the songs from the album sound.
Awesome. It's an early show, but what time is your show on?
Let me see. I'm thinking we go on around 10:45 ish. So yeah, it's a really early show.
Awesome. Well, tickets are only $15 at the door, so if you guys want to go and spend your Friday night in a good place, you guys can go check out Yepa. I'm curious to know, Yepa, how long have you been signed with Ninja Tune Records?
I signed in 2006.
And so you've been like you've been fully with them for 6 years now, eh?
Yeah, I guess it has been. Time's kind of flown, but.
Well, they're one of my favorite record label companies, and I'm sure many. They're like that. The cult classic of record labels, and it's actually awesome that you're part of it. So it's 6 years late, but congratulations on being part of Ninja Tunes. That's awesome.
Thank you.
I would love to play another song. I have a song, it's called, from your recent album, it's called Soon Enough. Any comments before I play it?
That's one of my favorite tracks. Yeah, go for it.
I knew that. Awesome, man. Well, thanks for calling in, man. And ladies and gentlemen, we are listening to Yepa featuring Enemy Bell with the song Soon Enough. You're listening to it here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thanks for calling in, Joe.
All right, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. the song you just heard was called Soon Enough by Yipa. Thank you, Yipa, for calling in. His show tonight is at the Electric Owl. Tickets are only $15 at the door, and he's playing, his show is with Anime Bell. They're going to be featuring music from off their latest album. At 9 p.m., Vincent Parker, East Van's very own Vincent Parker, will be opening the set for this lovely duo. So that will be a fantastic show. Check it out. But carrying on to the rest of the show, in case some of you have forgotten or don't know, or this is the first time you're coming in on air and listening and tuning into Sounds of the City, my radio show is dedicated to promoting upcoming live concerts, big, small, international, local, whatever. As long as the music's good and I feel like it needs a little bit of promotion, it could use a little bit of an extra push, I come in and I give that extra push. And there's over 100 concerts going on in town every week, and you're confused about what to go and where to go. And so that's where I come in. I give you a selection of different tunes going on in town, and then so you won't have any more problems of choosing. And I'll also give you the prices so you actually will know how to plan your future concert goings better. I have another 40 minutes with you guys for the rest of the, till 11 o'clock until Dorothy gets here. But I have a few more goodies for you planned for the rest of the day, including later on in the show, Dom Frico. Actually, not so much later on. He's in studio right now playing with his text messaging, but Dom Frico will be in on air. Say hi, Dom.
Hi there.
All right. He loves saying hi to people. But I'm going to be playing, getting on to the rest of the show, April 4th, the Matinee are playing with the Current Swell as part of a Live at Squamish, not fundraiser, like introduction to Live at Squamish. And they're playing at the Commodore Ballroom for a very ridiculously cheap price of $15 tickets. I've never been to a show that I'd have got the Commodore for $15 tickets. But Dom just informed me that at a Dom show tomorrow night, there's going to be the Matinee's best bass player playing. Dom would love to not comment on that, but I would love to play you a song by the Current Swell first, who are playing alongside the Matinee. This one is called Young and Able. Tune into this one, and we'll be back with more shortly.
Hey, my baby, well, ain't that nice? We'll turn our lifestyle into a paradise. Living on the beach and eating fish every day, and sipping from the fruit from the juice that she made. And she love me now, well, why wouldn't she? Love my baby and my baby love me. Love me now, because I'm young and able. Well, love me, because what I bring will to the table. And she on the top and I'm well on the low. Wanna take her anywhere that she will wanna go. But let me know if I cross the line. I say, taking it slow is just a waste of our time. And she love me now. Well, why wouldn't she love my baby and my baby love me? And she love me now because I'm young and able. She love me cause what I bring will to the table. Well, thank you, man, I do adore. But this ain't the first time I've been here before. And getting easier with every task. Well, not the first time and it won't be the last thing. Well, thank you, man, I put you done. But I know not where I'm going, cause I found just where I'm from. And getting easier with every task. And not the first time, and it won't be the last. Well, everybody wants a piece of the pie. But it's easier now, well, if you justify. Well, you're home and where you make it where you live. You don't get what you want and you don't get what you give. And coffee in the morning is what she will make it. In the afternoon, you know we're feeling the break. You know we're feeling the break, you know we're feeling the break. You don't get what you want, but you can get what you take. And she love me now. Why wouldn't she love my baby and my baby love me? And she love me now because I'm young and able. She love me cause what I bring will to the table. And thank you, man, I do know that this ain't the first time when I've been here before. And getting easier with every task. But not the first time and it won't be the last thing. But thank you, man, for what you done. But I know now where I'm going, cause I found just where I'm from. getting easier with every task. When it's not the first time, and it won't be the last time.
Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Mastercraft, DJ Headspin, The Boom Booms, and more. Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field, your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Sail.
And the song that we're just finishing up is by AWOL Nation called Sail. Prior to that, we had Vancouver's very own, actually Victoria's very own, Current Swell. They're playing a show alongside the Matinee April 4th at the Commodore Ballroom. AWOL Nation will be playing a show the same place, Commodore Ballroom, the next night on April 5th. But right now, Adrian Glynn and Don Frico I'm welcoming them into the studio. If you'd like to say hi, please go ahead. Say hello. Dom's already said his hello, so Adrian, it's your turn.
Okay, hello.
How are you, my friend? Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, I'm good.
Sorry, man, I know my show is a little bit early for musicians, but when they do actually get a chance to come by, it just makes me feel so, so proud.
It's
so,
not
so
that good early.
Well, it's 10:30. I had it worse. Okay, fine, I'll wake up later.
It's just far. It's just really far out here on this island, UBC.
When you want education, you need space for education. That's why we're at the end of the world. But hey, if you want a beach, there's also the beach right here.
Oh,
right?
I know. I went here. Oh, I studied here, so I know the beach very well.
Wow, a musician and an educated man. Yeah, wow, right. Fantastic. I would like to... that was actually supposed to be sly. But I would like to play the first single by Don Frico. And this one's called Haunted by Love. It's gotten a lot of hype in the past while, and I am excited to be the first person on CITR to play this single for you. You listen to it on Sounds of the City.
The corner of Campaign 16, the crossroads where we'd meet. She pulled my suspenders to kiss me. How you kissed me. And I pray that you're happy and perfectly healthy. I pray that I'm haunted by love, haunted by love, haunted by love, haunted by love. The truth will set you free. Pictures when we thought we were happy, talking to me. Why can't you leave it alone? Can't you leave it alone for a few weeks? You're too weak. Nobody's happy, nobody's healthy, and only the headless ride horses. When you're haunted by, haunted by, haunted by, haunted by love, your heart, and I can recommend a place to roam. When you're haunted by, haunted by, haunted by, haunted by love. I bet you knew all along. There's bruises on my arm. Told a little bit, told a little bit more than I told. Thank you.
just heard the latest single by Mr. Dom Frico. It was called... Sorry. When your mic's off, you can't really speak, can you? But we just heard the latest single by Dom Frico. It was called Haunted by Love. And apparently I'm not allowed to talk anymore, so I'll let Dom give a little bit of an introduction about that song.
Well, the song...
Under Pressure might be quick.
Under Pressure, yeah. Well, it's kind of a post-introduction, being that you just played it. But it's the new single off my forthcoming record that's coming out in May.
I wanted people to have like a feel of what you like, you know?
Yeah, of course. You know, just I get it. An extraduction.
There you go. Good.
Like an aperitif.
You're a good man. I like
no, that's yeah. No, a digestif.
Digestif.
Yeah, here's a digestif from Dominique. And... Yeah, it's the first single off my record that's coming out in May called If Baby Could Walk, and we're doing a release party tomorrow night. Mr. Adrian Glynn and I will both be serenading, along with Christopher Arruda at the Interurban Gallery downtown at 1 East Hastings. It's the corner of Corral Street, and it should be a great affair. We have a string quartet called Four on the Floor that will be joining, actually playing throughout the night with... not throughout the night, but interspersed with each artist and then by themselves as well. It's going to be quite classy.
Who are you going to be playing with?
Who am I going to be playing with?
Like, do you have your own separate band?
I have my own rhythm section, Jason Cook, who plays with a lot of artists like Maurice, Steph McPherson, and my bass player is actually Mike Young from The Matinee, who you just played earlier. So, and then, yeah, I'll be joined, hopefully, by Mr. Adrian Glynn. That's what I think.
How about you, Adrian? What are you going to play tomorrow night? I just did the whole, this is Dom's first EP release. I don't think our listeners know much about, I would like to know more about your history with albums. This is your second album that you've released, am I right?
First full length record. I released an EP like 4 years ago or so.
Complete by my heart, man. That was complete by my heart.
No, that's fine. I wasn't accusing you of anything.
That's good.
My first full-length record is called Bruise. That came out in last September. So, I was touring that all fall and stuff.
I know. You're going to be playing solo, or do you have your own band?
I'll be playing solo, yeah. I'll have a couple like guests come up, and I'm going to do a couple songs with with Four on the Floor, the quartet as well, which is cool, because I've never played with a string section before. Awesome. So I'm very excited.
As two musicians, like men with guitar, how do you compare playing with a band and not playing with a band? Like, what difference, like, how do you view that?
To me, it's just a completely different beast.
You have a preference?
No. It's kind of like you do one for a while and you miss the other, and then you do, you know, you play solo for a while and you really enjoy it, but then all of a sudden you're like, you play a bigger venue and you kind of want a bit more, I don't know, girth to your sound.
It's a bit like football versus rugby.
Yeah,
you're gonna need to elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, they're different games. One, you don't have any padding, and one, you do.
Okay.
I don't even play football or rugby. This is the stupidest analogy ever.
But now we should.
Now you should.
Now we should.
Yeah, you got the vibe. I would love to play a song from your album, Bruise. The first one's called The First Time. Is that a good one to play, or do you have a prefer?
There's ones with more instruments and
here,
stuff.
Rock it up. Which one do you want to play?
Let's go for track two, because I got a video that's going to come out for that song very soon. It's called Bluebell Lament.
Awesome. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Thank you. do you go from this
would not be felt apart
to this? Your parents' Shakespeare, this ain't. Welcome to The Bombity of Errors, an adaptation of MC Willie Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. Elizabethan times get pumped up with a little hip-hop flavor as actors sing, rap, and rhyme with a live DJ on stage. Bombity of Errors runs from April 4th through the 22nd at Studio 16 in Vancouver. For tickets and more information, just go to brownpapertickets.com.
Yeah. And we just heard... All right. There's like three separate mic buttons, and every time I come to press one, I miss one of them. So, yeah, once again, Friday morning. And we just heard the song Blue Bell Lament by Adrian Glynn. So, Adrian, you've been with 604 Records for quite some time now, and you've been a performing artist in town for quite some, excuse me, for quite some time now. As musicians, I don't know if I should call you guys upcoming or established, but as good, well-established, I'll call you well-established musicians.
Yeah.
What's the key of success? What's the key of getting a record label? Like, what's the key of getting people to come to your shows? Like, you have people talking about your show all over the place, man. Like, I heard you guys even on the other radio station that we can't really talk about at this radio station. hey, we have our pride. We have our pride. But
as you should.
So, like, how do you get on major radio stations like this one right now?
How'd you do it, man?
I don't even know what I've done thus far, but how do you do it? There's lots of different ways. Like, people always say it's not what you know, but who you know. I think the key to anything is just to continually find your inspiration and manifest your inspiration through your work. I think people are really attracted to passion and you know, solid, good energy. And I think if you're doing what you love, you know, the doors will open. I mean, if you're doing what you love outside of your room, I think that's the thing, right? It's like getting around and meeting people and playing with people, and that's kind of, I think, the
walk
key is
the walk. Don't just talk.
Yeah, exactly. That's that. I mean, I'm not signed to Light Organ Records, though. So,
how about the one?
You're asking the wrong man.
Well, you gotta walk the walk and talk the talk, my friend.
Talk the talk, yeah, that's right.
I gotta start talking like this.
Yeah, what happened with the accent? You just started a whole new accent.
I know, because I gotta go do an audition after this.
Ooh.
Where I gotta be a Confederate soldier, so I gotta start talking like this.
Hey, get in character, man.
Yeah,
as long as you're not a method actor, you don't act like a Confederate soldier, then
get all racist and can't say shit.
You can say shit every now and
you
then.
You can? Oh, right, cool.
But, like, you're not supposed to. They kind of give you more shit for saying it, but, yeah. And that was the last time I'm going to say for this episode. I pretty much give myself one or two swear words per session.
You used a match? No, I can't say it. Not yet.
Not yet. But, yeah, what's your opinion? Like, how does one take it to the next step?
Oh, man.
In the music industry?
I don't know. I echo what Dom says. You got to, you know, you gotta do what you love.
Sorry, it's hard to.
What do you mean?
No, it's good.
What do you mean? What's funny? You know, I've been playing country music a long time. No, just kidding. I think you just gotta. It's hard to think in the accent. Okay, no, I gotta keep it going. You gotta do what you love to do, and it's hard sometimes to do that because sometimes you think, oh, I should be writing, you know, something that sounds a little more like Katy Perry or something.
Yeah.
And then you realize that that's not a good idea because that's crappy music. So, you know, you got to keep writing what you believe in, and hopefully it'll get you to where you want to be.
So I think you guys have both answered me, believe in yourself, and the universe will do it its way. That's what I kind of got from both of you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Work hard and follow what you believe in. I read a book last year called A Talent is Overrated. Was that the book that it was? Anyways, I read a lot of books that were about, like, just, you know, like putting in your 10,000. Okay, he's super illiterate. But, you know, putting in your 10,000 hours and the writer like basically claimed that his greatest work was the one that seemed the least commercially viable. You know, I think it was like the book that he'd written about, like, middle century, you know, a golfer, and it was just sounded like the boringest thing ever. But it was like that's where he made his money. And that's
Attila the golfer.
Yeah, and
the excitement.
And a lot of the times, yeah, I think you just kind of have to follow that voice or whatever it is. You know, that eternal energy. Let's talk about energy. Yeah, you have to follow your heart, and that's where he goes. And I think a part of the two is that you don't have to. It's not where you're going. It's you have to be happy where you are right now too.
Awesome. That's
you know,
a good thing to say.
I think that's the main thing.
Poetry to my ears. Speaking of good music, I would like to hear some. One of the benefits. Is Dom going to be going on first?
I'm going first.
Yeah. Awesome. One of the benefits of being a radio DJ is that even though I get to sit in a studio all by myself for most of the time, even when it's sunny outside, but when people do come in, I get my own little personal little show. My little sneak peek of what's going to be happening.
This for you, Ryan. This one's for you.
So this is called If Baby Could Walk, and it's the title track of my upcoming EP or record, whatever you're going to call it. I wish I could write you a happy song. I wish I could talk about being in love with a woman you know cares for your soul and often still wonders if you're coming home. And if baby could walk, would she be talking and running around, breaking our hearts again, wanting to be what she wants and believes, and seizing the day in ways that we'll never attain. I wish I could tell you how sorry I am for mistakes that I know are too hard to forgive. And I wish that I could have been a much better dad, but you came too early and mommy went mad, and I sighed in relief. I have to admit that I was afraid. A second-rate chicken shit wants you to be what you want and believe, and seizes the day in ways that will never attain. Oh, attain. Snow won't stop falling down. Mary goes round and round. And our hearts never beat so loud as when Mary goes. If baby could walk, would she be talking and running around, breaking our hearts again, wanting to be what she wants and believes, and seizing the day ways that will never attain. Oh, attain. How long must I seek this? How long must I break for the world, for a girl? I promised you nothing, but still I need something for words, for the world. Snow won't stop falling down. Mary goes round and round. And our hearts never beat so loud as when Mary goes. Proclaim I want to change, and it wouldn't be hard.
do. And while you're on the field, said I'll wait for you here, and I'll wait here alone, and I'll cry. Said I guess I'm just your sidewalk dancing baby boy.
Song we just heard was Sidewalk, and prior to that we had a live performance with Mr. Dominic Frico, and that was called If Baby Could Walk. Don't worry, the mic levels are totally up, they can hear your voice now, it's all good. I did it right this time. Okay. I swear I did. Awesome. Well, dude, thanks a lot for playing that song, you did a wicked job. Carrying on to the rest of the show, we got more than one musician for you guys today. We've had three, and this is last but most definitely not least. Adrian would like to play us a song as well.
Yes.
But before you play us a song, I overheard a conversation you guys were having about another show you have coming up at April 10th. What's that?
I'm opening for a really great Montreal band called the Bar Brothers. They're playing at St. James Hall.
What kind of music do they play?
It's like, I guess it's kind of similar to what I do, kind of dark folk, rootsy stuff.
But you look like such a happy guy.
Yeah, not when I'm alone writing songs in my bedroom.
In your bedroom, locked doors, smoke's coming out underneath. Okay, yeah. Good times, though, good times. You're going to play us a song. What song are you going to play for us, man?
Yeah, it's a newer one, and it's not that dark, amazingly. I wanted to tell you guys something. When I was parking my car, I was paying for parking on my phone, you know, doing the phone thing, and this couple was walking by having this massive argument. And it was hard to hear what they were saying because, like, there was traffic going by. But I rolled down my window because I had to hear the guy was, like, gesticulating. And the only thing I heard him say was, like, how could you even know where my eyes were looking? That was just killing us.
I got a feeling I know what that conversation was about.
It was pretty awesome.
Is that what the song's about?
No. I'll write a song about it right now.
No, on the spot. Go.
How could you even know where my eyes were looking? This is a new song. It's self-explanatory. I will play it. And yes. We ready?
Oh yeah.
The girl I could never have has proven my theory that longing has teeth. I wanna know her eyes in the morning to see them in haze. Of sleep and relief. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
making a mess. Hey, I saved all her glances. She's easy to love, there's no risk of success. Of regret, and the girl I could never have is walking in heartbeats. I can feel every step. Ooh. You look good. If the girl I could never have would listen to whispers, I'd make her a deal. Take my lips on your mouth, and I'll try to swallow everything that I feel. Gone 7 or 8 days. She's gone where I don't even know. Clock like steam drill, tearing up the wall. The dogs in the cellar again. Changed my suit from a white one to a red. I was back.
Stole safe from home away behind the door. watches when you're sleeping till you're snoring, then she's creeping down hallway and away into the night. She's gone 7 or 8 days. She's gone where I don't even know. She's gone 7 or 8 days. She gone where I don't even know. She gone 7 or 8 days. She gone where I don't even know. She gone 7 or 8 days. She gone where I don't even know.
Awesome. And we just heard a song by Adrian Glenn. It was called 7 or 8 Days. And prior to that, he had a live performance of the song called Girls. Am I right?
It was untitled. It had to be titled.
Yes. You don't want to come up with a name for it, like, right off the bat?
No,
right
don't
now?
Do it. Don't do
no.
it.
No. Untitled?
Don't do it.
We're going to stick with it?
You'll regret it forever.
All right, there you go. Enough said.
It's called You'll Regret It Forever.
You're right. You are a depressing musician. But on that note, thank you guys both so much for actually taking the time to come down on to the station and play with us on
our
air.
Our pleasure.
It was absolutely awesome. And I hope in your upcoming concerts you would still like to come down to the station and play more with us.
Maybe, of course.
I'll do some percussion. And then you guys, maybe next time you guys aren't together, you can play together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just saying, that was something.
We should have done that.
Yeah.
But
we're very busy right now. And
I'm not planning on dying anytime soon, and I hope you're not either. So we can join forces and we can actually make it work. Yeah, you're the depressing guy, Mike, but not dumb. You're all good.
I am the same.
You're all depressed.
You're all good. No. You're happy musicians. You've been smiling like constantly. I'm not used to that.
You know what? You know why this is? I truly argue this all the time. I'm only happy because I managed to write a whole bunch of sad songs. If I didn't get to write sad songs, I would be so down all the time. But because I let all my sad songs out. All those guys, like, you know, that write those really peppy party songs, you know what they're doing right now? They're just, like, sobbing and, like,
crying
and
in the
drinking
room.
Themselves to be awake or to be asleep, you know? I'm not doing that.
Adam Levine can't even get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
So, all right, and on that happy note, I'm going to leave everybody here before we get to
Dorothy.
With her show. I'm going to leave you with a little bit more of an upbeat music by the Beautiful Girls, who are playing a show at in Vancouver on April 21st. The show is being thrown at the venue. It's a show by Upstream Entertainment. You can buy tickets for $20 in advance at ticketweb.ca. This one's from the Beautiful Girls. They're a roots, underground roots band from Australia. Check it out. You listen to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Man, I love this Beautiful Girl.
Around like that won't drive me crazy, but why would I want you when it's plain you're not ever wanting me? Well, my whole life, all I have was to say your time. Never gonna be lonely when I'm live. It's music in my heart. Never gonna wanna be something I'm not. Say you're older, I'ma be happy with what I got, cause I got music and it makes me feel alright. Got this here music, and it helps me ease my mind, oh. Cause I got music, and it takes away the pain, oh. Got this here music, and I got it every day, oh. Come on.
friends fly there. He drives all those little girls crazy on. Say, did you see us in the background of the crowd on the TV? On the summer stairs, we go and catch the morning waves, hanging out with my friends in the back. Oh, only they okay, just like I don't remember rainy days when I was small. No, I won't remember hitting on my finger out, cause I got music and it makes me feel alright. Got this here music and it helps me ease my mind, oh, cause I got music and it takes away the pain. Got this here music and I got it every day, no temperament to add the eyes, and I'm not wasting all my time, and I am looking for the truth in this, and I don't know just what I get, just what I get. Cause I got this here music and it makes me feel alright. Got this here music and it helps me ease my mind, oh. Cause I got music and it takes away the pain, oh. Got this here music and I got it every day.
Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hallow Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs.